and welcome to the Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts,
Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie, and a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. Today is Monday, September 11th, 2023, and we will be chatting about school, back to school. So now it's time to grab your knitting or crochet or a drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. And we're going to kick it off the same way we always do with a what's on our needles. Brianna.
Tonight while we're chatting, I am knitting on the Stormy Sky shawl, which actually starts this coming Thursday evening. It's a ton of fun. I think I mentioned this last week. I'm using a double strand of yarn, which has been in my stash for a very long time, and I am loving it. It's really easy stitch pattern with some change. Like every couple of rows, the stitch pattern changes to something else, but it's very repetitive. So it's like a little bit of garter, a little bit of lace, some drop stitch, garter, lace, drop stitch, all the way through. I'm having the best time with this tonight.
That's so fun. Love it.
You're making me want to do that.
So, you can still sign up, Kathy.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm next. And this is Kathy, and I am working on my, I always have to look at the name of it because I don't want to mess it up. I am working on my Swaddle Buddy, which is also really fun and can knit and chat, just interesting enough, but it's knitting a tiny little toy that fits comfortably into anybody's hand. And it's just a soft, squeezy toy, and it's going to have a blanket to swaddle around it. So, So fun. And a well-done pattern and a great teacher.
Yeah, they're going to be so cute.
Yeah.
I love it, you guys. I love making toys. They're like the best.
Yeah.
And I am working on tonight a crochet project that I just started. And it is the ear warmer for our crochet hat series. So that class also starts this week. So we're gearing up. We're getting ready. Fall classes, back to school at Roots. And we're here to talk about back to school in general, which is always a great topic. So let's jump in, guys. Do you want to jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So we're going to do a round robin style. And we're going to start off with your favorite school thing.
That's like so general. My favorite school thing, like a supply.
Yeah, like a supply.
Okay, so when I was a kid, I wasn't really into school supplies. And I think I said the exact same thing in episode 9. But now as an adult, I have to thank Kathy for this. She has been supplying me with these since I can remember. The notebooks, all of my notebooks, my notepads. I love that stuff. Of course, I just moved everything off my desk. I just like slid it all off. So my spiral bound notebook that I use to keep track of what I'm supposed to be doing every week is nowhere to be found right now. But that keeps me so organized with Roots, with my personal life, with my day job all the time. I write everything in it, and I love them. They're so fun to use.
Nice. Cool. That's
a great answer.
I love it. In fact, I have a spiral bound right beside me right now. I just never get over a good notebook. It's just fun. Even the new notebook is exciting, but then the old notebooks become exciting too, because then when you look back and go, wow, look at all this stuff I wrote in here. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm next, and I'm going to say, you know, I listened to our rebroadcast of KSL number 9, and it always has been my favorite. But I just made a change. My favorite thing back then was my lunchbox. I do like a lunchbox. I loved it in grade school. And there was such a special thing with, you know, I'm the days of the metal lunchboxes with the thermos that had the little twist off that had the cup attached to it. Oh, it was so real. It was so good. And I still like a lunchbox. I do pack like picnics for Ed and I in our little tiny cooler that reminds me of a lunchbox. But I'm going to go with, you know, the world has changed and we move on. And Brianna, you introduced me to these, and Natalie as well. These are the Bic number 9 mechanical pencils that you just can't break a point. It's just the best. I love these things. I bought a box to give to my neighbor across the street because he started kindergarten this year and I wanted to have pencils to share. And I like keep some of these hidden around the house in case we're ever without one. I couldn't be without one. So yeah, the Bic number 9 9mm pencils are the best.
Yeah, they are the best. Top-notch pencils.
Yeah, they remind me of the knitting shop.
Yeah, I have one in every project bag.
Do you remember when we introduced them at the knitting shop? Because it was so fun. We didn't need to sharpen pencils anymore.
That was a huge part of my job, was sharpening pencils. And I remember when it was no longer a huge part of my job, I was like, wow, efficiencies.
Now what am I going to do?
Now what am I? I'm going to be out of a job.
Yeah, you've become obsolete.
Machine replaced me.
Vic took my place.
I love it.
All right. I have to give you one true confession on these pencils too. I think there's like maybe 5 different colors in the package that you get. I sort of have them color coded. Like I have a yellow one by my side table. I have a blue one on my kitchen counter. I have a pink one in my hand for the third floor. And Ed has a color. I think it might be orange. So I know what's his. So I actually have them color coded. So I know where they belong.
Oh. That sounds like something that I would do, Kathy. I am shocked.
I know. Brianna, watch out.
You guys. Kathy's coming for you, Bina.
I love it.
I love it too. My favorite, I mean, I love a fresh pencil. I love a fresh notebook. I have to say probably a fresh notebook, but that would have been like when I was buying supplies for school, just because the smell of it when you open it is so great. But my favorite thing as an adult is a new pack of Post-its.
Ooh,
yeah. I love a new pack of Post-its. It is somehow the most satisfying thing when you need a new pack of Post-its, because everyone buys Post-its and just has Post-its everywhere. You might have like half sheet here, half a pack here. And they're all over the place. Like I have them all over my house because I use Post-its quite a bit, but I have one right here. This is how I write my to-do list. And I stick it right on my laptop because I'm a mess. So I will never find that spiral notebook. I need it like stuck to me at all times. But yeah, I think a Post-it note.
Yeah. Post-its are great.
They have to be Post-it note brand. I have tried other ones before and they are not as good.
No, it's the stickiness.
Yeah. Adhesive. I've had ones before where they don't stick at all. And then I've had other ones where they stick too much and you try to peel it off and it rips whatever you put it on. Oh, that's the worst. Post-it note brand. Post-it notes are great.
I love Post-its. And I'm not a fun person when it comes to shape. Like I want square post-it notes.
Yeah.
And if they're an accordion style, that's even better for me. I love the accordion style post-its.
Yeah.
Is it coming off?
It's amazing.
Okay. Here's something else you can't cheap out on. So post-it notes need to be Post-it brand and also name tags. So you can buy them at the dollar store, but you want to be sure that you're purchasing a package that says name tags, because if you try to go with like just like labels, or they're a cute shape, they don't stick to your garment. They start to peel off and nobody has a name tag on by the end of the event and they're all over the floor. So
I never thought of that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No cheaping out on name tags either.
Good point.
We're like really bougie in the school supplies department.
You know what? Sometimes you gotta have standards, though.
Yeah,
are good standards to have because we're efficient businesswomen.
Yes, that must be what it is. Because there's other things that I will go, oh, that's good enough. Like with food, even, you know, depending upon like if I can get a good buy, and it's like, oh, it's bread. Bread to me, bread is bread. But I know we all have different standards. But when it comes to office supplies, because we're businesswomen, there's certain things you got to have some standards on there. Got to work.
They got to work for you, you know?
Yep.
All right. Okay, this next question is going to be, what was your favorite grade in school?
My thinking back, if we're thinking like K through 12, my favorite grade was definitely in high school. I have a really hard time like differentiating high school grades, except for ninth grade. That was the most traumatizing year of my life. But I think like 10th or 11th grade definitely was the best in school. I was taking classes that I wanted to take. Like you in high school, you can take elective classes. And I elected in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade to like take three different music classes instead of a lunch and study hall. And that was, I felt like it was kind of empowering. Like I chose to do that. Like I didn't get to eat lunch, you know, in the cafeteria with my friends. But I learned so much. I got so far in music and even like some of the science classes that we were allowed to take in those grades, they were just so much fun and like way further along than like I could have taken before that. I don't know. I'm thinking a little more academically just because I was very in school. I was so focused at school. I didn't really do much outside of, you know, being in class, taking notes and listening to the teacher. I didn't talk to people. I love 10th and 11th grade. They were definitely my best years.
I love it. That's a good time, like, of being in school, too, because, like, you're on that cusp of college, but you're not worried about it yet, you know? You can actually, like, chill out a little in 10th and 11th.
Yeah, and you can kind of explore what you might like to do. Like, I did a lot of, you know, work outside of school during that time, or, like, senior project started during that time, so I got to explore some, you know, other fields that I wasn't really thinking about at the time.
That's awesome.
That's very cool. All right. So this is Kathy. On my favorite grade, I actually have changed it. So when we recorded this back in 2019, I said 12th grade, which was really a great year too. And as I was remembering why that was such a great year, it was all the milestones. But right now I'm experiencing back to school at an elementary level because of my neighbor across the street. So it's stirring up a lot of those memories and early memories. And I'm going to say I'm going back to fourth grade. And fourth grade, I have to say it wasn't my most fun year. It was my most challenging year. But it now, looking at school from a different side of it, I'm realizing that that was my favorite year because it got me on a course to go forward, even though I was young. But I was, as my mother would have told you, if we don't get her on the right path this year, we're done. And so it got me on the right path and I'm so grateful for it. And it was my favorite year. So fourth grade.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I'm not far from you. I'm going to say fifth grade for me. And I think a lot of the reason, so we were just talking about answers from last time and I went a little bit further out. I went to like the 11th grade area. But I'm at a point in life where I look back and I just remember laughing a lot in fifth grade and having a lot of fun in fifth grade. And I feel like it's hard to feel that way as an adult sometimes because there's so many other things going on and I want to feel like I'm in fifth grade. So I'm going to chase the things that make me feel like I'm in fifth grade.
I love that.
That's cool. Interesting too that, you know, 4 years have passed.
Mm-hmm.
We're revisiting the same subject, but our answers have changed because sometimes it's just our perspectives or where we are currently that different things are important. They're all great years, but which one's the most standout at different times? It can change.
Yeah. Although I do stand by my hair was great in the 11th grade. That was one of my reasons for loving the 11th grade. And now that I think back on it, it really was a spectacular year for my hair.
So I've got to shout this out to our listeners. If you haven't already done so, when you finish listening to this episode, please take, it was only about a 15-minute episode, and listen to KSL episode number 9. And you will hear about Natalie's hair.
Yeah, apparently I had a lot to say about it. So, but, you know, it's when I stopped using heat tools and I was like, I'm just going to go for it. This is what my hair looks like. And it worked out.
It was fun to listen. The whole thing was fun.
I love it. I always love going back in time to our older episodes.
Good memories.
Very. All right. Favorite teacher.
Oh, I think back and I don't remember a whole lot of my teachers. My friends that I grew up with remind me of people that I had as teachers, but there's like a handful that stand out. And the one that stands out the most, you guys know her. Mrs. O'Connell was my kindergarten teacher. And I still run into her. I was actually at my niece's my goddaughter's baptism, and she was there that day. Her and her husband were there, and we got to chatting. It was so much fun. So yeah, Mrs. O'Connell was the best, and it's so fun to see her every once in a while now. Like I have seen her throughout, you know, through grade 12, and then like in college and after college, and now that I'm 30, I'm seeing her again, and she just like, it's crazy how she knows me. Like she recognizes me every single time. And of course I know her, because she's looked exactly the same. She's still beautiful, you know, 25 years later. But she made kindergarten a lot of fun. I had great times in kindergarten.
Yeah, I of course remember her, and Natalie, you do too. We all remember Mrs. O'Connell from the knitting shop. Of course, we called her Barbara at the knitting shop, but you know, as you're talking about her and my interactions with her from the knitting shop, I think every student starting school needs a Mrs. O'Connell. She is just, and I can understand why she would remain so special for so long. That's when they remember you and remember you. I mean, remember a story or something about you.
Yeah, and like she remembers my mom, even like, you know, the first time I ran into her after kindergarten, you know, after I had been out of the elementary school. I mean, she's just such a kind, patient person. You can never forget that.
No. All right. Well, my favorite teacher will always be my favorite teacher. It will never change. She is just a standout for me. And it was my fourth grade teacher, who at the time was Miss Clements, and she has since married. And her name is Mrs. Wheeler. And again, fourth grade stands out for me because she was focused. She meant business. She let you know what her business was and what you needed to do to go to the next level. And she just changed my life, and I love her for it. And I did. Everything ties into the knitting shop somewhere along the way. But close to when I was getting ready to retire, Mrs. Wheeler, I still call her Mrs. Wheeler. Her name's Mary Jane, but I can't do that. It's Mrs. Wheeler, who's not that much younger than me. I mean, older than me. She came to the shop and had something that she needed some help with from a knitting direction, something that had come upon her lap. And it was really an experience to teach your teacher who meant the world to you something and help them work through something. So yeah, Mrs. Wheeler, my favorite.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the flip side of it all. Like the taught becomes the teacher.
Yes.
Very cool. Mine, I think this is the same one that I said last time, but my favorite teacher was Mr. Duffy, my fourth grade teacher. I just remember having a lot of fun. We started like a class newspaper in Mr. Duffy's class called the Duffy Times. And that was really fun. And we used to do this thing where every time you read a book, you would do like a book report with him. You would sit down and tell him about it. He would ask you questions, and then he used to cut out in circles cards, like old like greeting cards. So you would get cards, you'd bring them in, you would cut circles out of the cards, and that they would be like a caterpillar all the way around the ceiling, like the edge of the ceiling as the year went on. And every time you finished the book and did your book report, you got one little circle that you could put on the caterpillar. And at the end of the year, we got a pizza party if we made it like go all the way around the room. And we did get a pizza party. We actually got two pizza parties my year because we did it twice. So it was we were dedicated to the cause.
Wow. You know, when I was listening to that today, I was just like, I need to do something like that around my house. Like every time you clean the bathroom, you get to put a circle up on the caterpillar. And when the caterpillar goes all the way around, I don't know, the house or whatever, the room, you get to reward yourself. That is such a cool thing.
You can use a post-it.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Post-its around.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. How to motivate yourself.
Yeah. I just think it's so amazing that we remember these people who we were with for, you know, like 9 months, 1 year, a long time ago, and how much they stick with us. Like, we remember their name. We remember what they did, what we did in their class. We remember how fun it was. And like, when teachers and just like people in general are creative and make that sort of an impact on you, it's crazy to me. It's wild to think about. Like, I wouldn't have known this person unless, you know, if I wasn't in their class. And they were such a big part of your growing up.
Yeah. And the things that, the memories that they make, you know, one of the things that I loved about Miss Clemens there, that when I had her, my favorite teacher, is she was probably pretty fresh out of college, but we were still in the period where, you know, girls wore dresses to school and boys wore, we didn't wear sneakers or anything. It wasn't a dress code, but there was a dress thing anyway. And the teachers wore, you know, professional working clothes. And one of the things I always admired was Miss Clemens' outfit. She wore beautiful skirts and blouses and pantyhose. Well, they weren't pantyhose back then. They were probably stockings. And that I can hear the sound, like when silk stockings touch each other, you can hear that sound. Like even that little sound still goes through my mind. But all I remember of, you know, that part of her teaching was, I wanted to grow up to be that person that wore a beautiful outfit with silk stockings.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It really does, the things that you remember, how you're affected.
I love it. I love it. But you know what? Those things that stick, like I've had a lot of really great role models that have been teachers who like the clothes that they wear, I remember them so vividly, but they're like these crazy intelligent women, and like the fact that you love how they are like expressing themselves too can just like make you want to be more like them in other ways. And it's like, it's crazy how much like that has such an impact on other areas too. It's crazy.
Yeah,
teachers are so great and they deserve everything in the world.
absolutely.
I love it. Okay, you guys, last question for our back to school episode. Favorite subject? This is a good one.
Does it have to be like a basic subject? Can it be any subject?
I feel like any subject.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember what my answer was last time, but music, like anything music from middle school through college, I looked forward to music class the most, and I took as much as I could. I was in all of the special band ensembles because I love playing the flute. At one point I was playing the piano. I was terrible at it, but it was so much fun to be in jazz band. So, but yeah, definitely music class. It was the best.
I love it.
All right. And mine is still the same. It's math. I just always liked math. Not when it got into like the really hard, crunchy stuff in high school, probably as much, although I did enjoy my classmates and my teacher, but the subject got kind of intense for me. But I just like math. I love counting, adding, subtracting, dividing, multiplying, just the basics. And I guess math for me, I liked it because there was an answer. Like, you know, there was a correct answer. And either you got it or you didn't. I am just, the other subjects I found, I'm not a good reader. I'm too slow to keep up. And writing is a challenge, but I liked the exactness of math. I should say arithmetic.
Yeah. I love it. I'm like that too, Kathy. I'm a math girl through and through. And my favorite math class, I've actually had to take it a lot of different times in my life, like throughout like high school, college, my master's, I had to take statistics over and over again, and like more advanced levels of statistics as I got older as well. And I loved statistics. I think it's like that whole exactness of math that gets applied into like real life. And as I got into like my college level statistics classes, they also teach you how to do all of that in Excel, which helped me a lot like in my job. And I learn more and more about it every day. I'm by no means an expert at Excel. I've very much so learned that in my new role. But a lot of that stuff was so helpful walking into like a job where I use Excel every day. And also just understanding like how to look at something to like draw a conclusion. Like statistics is all about that. How do you take a bunch of different numbers and figure out how to make sense of them? And I think it's very cool. So that's, I'm a math girl, but statistics is where I always was just like excited to go. Yeah. So that's
bar charts, seeing the results, the bar charts and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I love a chart. I love a chart. It makes me so happy.
So funny. I hate math so much. So I'm glad you guys really like math because I'm not good at it and I don't like it. So.
I love it.
We work together.
Yes.
That's a great partnership though. That's, you know, bringing the creative mind and the mathematical mind and the writer, because I'm not a writer. And somebody asked me today, like, but you had a business and all. I said, I did, but I didn't do the writing. Brianna, you did a lot of the writing. I could put bullet points down, but you guys took them and made them into things that actually were like written. Real words. Can't we just give them a bar chart to pick classes? No.
Yeah, but most people can't read a bar chart.
So. Love a good bar chart.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's back to school, guys. Any other comments about back to school?
You know what? It is. I'll just say it's always been my favorite time of the year, and it still is my favorite time of the year. Although, again, this weather this week has made it a little difficult. And it was amazing that 4 years ago you were wearing a sweater, Natalie, when we did this recording on September 7th. So, but I don't know. I just like the whole pace of it, and everybody has a purpose, a goal, a place to be, and it puts life in order a little bit. School's a really cool thing. School is cool. How's that?
I love it. I think it's that whole fresh start. I miss getting like a fresh start every year.
Yeah.
So I think because we start out like knowing that so much, it's so refreshing. So
I feel like the school year is my new year all the time. Like January 1st is to me, I like January 1st. I mean, it's fun to get a new year, but to me, it's kind of like, okay, we got through Christmas. Whereas the school year is like, okay, we're starting something new. So I still, even though I'm retired, I still like, oh, look at that. The bus is on the corner. Oh, you know, whatever. But yeah, it's good to start new things. So we'll just make, let's just make back to school our own new year. Besides, you are back to school. So your knitting school is in operation now too. So
yeah, yes, we are. Our September classes, I feel like, always get me so excited too, because it's that same schedule. The weather's getting colder. You want to knit more. You want to crochet more anyway. So it kind of is just like this perfect culmination of everything that we do. But I am very, very excited for what we have in store.
You know, doesn't it feel like too, with the September schedule of classes that start, you know, you've got beginners, of course, which is always an exciting thing. You just see the, and I see this now as I'm going to school with my neighbor and meeting him at the end of the day, and the enthusiasm of, this is a child student learner, the look on their face, the joy that they're bringing out that door of what they've learned today. And the same thing with beginners, knitters, but everybody else, I always felt like with our September classes was also being promoted to the next grade. Like everybody sort of steps up one for some reason. That was
absolutely. I mean, you know, they're, with every class you take, no matter what it is, you're learning something new and you're figuring out what you like and what you don't like. And you're leveling up every time. It's like adding the post-it notes around your room until you reach the end again. You get a prize at the end, or you just keep knitting and crocheting.
Your own promotion there. You just keep promoting yourself.
I love it. I love it. Okay, you guys, lots of great school thoughts. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things we love to chat about. So let's start with a hard-hitting question. What's for dinner?
It's Monday night, and Monday night has become our frozen pizza night.
Ooh, so I love that.
I think John might have put it in the oven already, but we always get the DiGiorno frozen pizza. And since I'm a vegetarian, we just get like the plain four cheese one. And sometimes we get it with a stuffed crust, and it's
Ooh.
So good. It's like so decadent. It's hard to eat, you know, every week, but that's what we do on Mondays now. Since
I love it.
I do this and I can't even like think about cooking anything at 8 p.m. So yeah. Frozen pizza it is. It's great. It's wonderful.
Love it.
In general, you just have to take it easy. It's hard to pull off anything difficult after a Monday. So All right, so for us tonight it was the waffles, scrapple, and applesauce dinner, and I guess we haven't had it for a little while. I mean, that's one of those rotations that we keep, but I don't know, maple syrup, even, you know, Aunt Jemima maple syrup tastes so much better in September. It's that fall feel. It's just like warm maple syrup. It was great. We're having pasta tomorrow night, and I might be tempted to put warm maple syrup on that too. So
I love it. That's like a thing in Elf, the movie.
It's so good too.
Sounds great. Breakfast for dinner is the best. I love that.
It's so fun.
So
and a glass of milk.
Yes, a glass of milk.
Glass of milk.
Best. We tried something new tonight. It was something that Chris sent me a video of. So we did, I got like a package of gnocchi from the grocery store, which they sell these packages of gnocchi at the grocery store now for like less than $3. And it's like a lot of gnocchi. Highly recommend it. It's pretty good. So I threw that on a sheet pan with frozen peppers and onions from the frozen section of the grocery store, and a thing of the turkey sausage or the chicken sausage that's pre-cooked. I sliced it up and threw it on there with some olive oil and a bunch of Cajun seasoning. This literally, I got home from the grocery store. I threw all of this on a sheet pan, put it in the oven for 20 minutes. You add just like a dollop of cream cheese and put it back in for 2 minutes and stir it up, and then you're done. And it's really good. Highly recommend. It was a fast dinner. So, just a little
great
Instagram video we saw. But I think this one could be a good rotation meal because I feel like now, like I used to love cooking because I was working from home every night. So I had like an extra hour to really like play around with recipes. And now I need things that work for my schedule. So like this, something like this is perfect.
Yeah.
Nice and fast.
Yeah. And cheap. It's like a cheap meal too.
Yeah.
And delicious and healthy. I love it.
Yeah. We love it. All right, you guys. And what is your favorite thing today?
Well, my favorite thing this week has been honey. I feel like I've eaten my weight in honey from being sick. But before we started recording, I was saying how every time I get sick, I just want to eat candy. I don't know why. Like, all I want is sugar. I think because I lost, like, a lot of my senses, like, sweet is the only thing I can taste. And I have been so dehydrated. So we've been drinking so much tea with lots of honey, and it has been an absolute lifesaver this whole week. It's made me feel so much better every time I take a sip of it.
Honey is amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, so my favorite thing this week is the library museum passes. I picked up today the pass for Chanticleer, which is amazing. It's for admission for four people, and you have the pass for 3 days, and it is free. And I think it's totally amazing. Plus all of the different library passes. And this is Delco, but I would encourage everybody who is listening across the country, I'm sure, or internationally, you got to get to know your public library. What they offer us is amazing. You got me hooked on Libby, Natalie. It's a world. It's amazing. So mine is the library museum pass.
Yeah. Also respect your school librarians. They work hard. Tie it all back in. That's amazing. I love my public library, and I just moved to like a new town, a new state. So, you know, getting to know my public library, I feel like I belong when I'm at the library. So, you know, it's like, oh, I live here. I think my favorite thing this week is pumpkin beer. We tried our first bottles of pumpkin beer this week, and I'm drinking the Shipyard Pumpkinhead Ale, which is a brewery in Portland, Maine, that we really like, and we can finally get these now, and it's so good. It's just like a hint of pumpkin, just a bit, but nice. Very refreshing.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm ready for fall.
Yeah.
Okay, you guys, anything else? Do we have any news or updates to shout out?
I think just with Roots that we still have classes open for registration. Just because we're starting some classes doesn't mean that they're all booked up. Mm-hmm. There's some classes at towards the end of September that are still open for enrollment. And then, of course, we have, you know, October through December as well. And then the other thing, I have been telling everybody this. We just had our third yarn tasting last Friday, which was a ton of fun. So we have some of Barocco's new yarns on our website, and we also finally got in the Marla and Sammy from Manos, and that is on our website too. I did a cute little video, it's on our Instagram, of how the balls actually come, and you know, how we put them together for you, so you can see some of the color options in the video.
It's very fun.
All of these new yarns are so exciting. I saw some of our knitting friends on Saturday, and several of them had been in the tasting on Friday night. And one person even brought me their kit. They're like, you have to see these. I'm like, yes, I do have to see those. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Beautiful. They're great.
God, yeah.
Say, if anybody's looking for something new to use, like you're sick of whatever you've been using, the Talara from Barocco is such a different yarn. It's very nice. I would definitely knit something with that. I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to come up with a project idea for it for me personally.
Very cool.
That's good.
Yeah. Right. I think that's it with Roots.
Yeah.
And okay, I'll just shout out the podcasting. So when we do our next podcast, which we'll talk about that, but it's going to be episode number 168. Okay. Another thing that makes you go, wow. And okay, this is going to be the topic. What is on your coffee table and why?
Okay.
It's going to be honest. It's going to be reckoning. It's going to be like, okay, this is what's on my table. Because I looked at mine. I'm like, oh my gosh, look what's on this coffee table. So what's on your coffee table and why?
We're going to need like an hour for that next week. Oh, things on my coffee table.
We should have to sit right at our coffee tables and do it. We'll tell the guys.
Wait, yes. Hey. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. You know, maybe that'll be the first one that we do virtually. What do you think?
I like it.
Okay. All right. Stay tuned.
Perfect. All right, you guys. Well, if there's nothing else, let's go ahead and wrap it up. We wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL. Share us on Facebook and Instagram to let us know that you are listening and we are making a difference. We'd love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. We promise there's no work involved. Please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie if you would like to join us on a show. Be sure to read the show notes for links to our emails. So hopefully you've finished your project, drink, or walk by now, because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.